Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. During this program, we will be remembering the Holocaust, as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, is April 21st. We'll hear a string quartet by Ruth Schoenthal, a piece for orchestra and chorus by Nancy Vandevate, and a song by Ruth Lohmann. Ruth Schoenthal was born in Hamburg, Germany, on June 27, 1924, and began her musical studies at the Stern Conservatory in Berlin when she was five. In 1935, she was expelled, along with other Jewish students, at the insistence of the Nazis, and in 1938 she emigrated with her family to Stockholm, where she studied at the Royal Academy of Music. Her first piano sonatina was published in 1940. But when safety for Jews in Sweden became less secure, she and her family left and became refugees once again, this time to Mexico City in 1941. In Mexico, Schoenthal studied composition with Rodolfo Halfter and Manuel Ponce, and in 1946, at the age of 19, she was the soloist in the premiere of her own piano Concerto Romantico at the Palacio de Bellas Artes. The composer Paul Hindemith, also a refugee from the Third Reich, was in the audience and invited her to study with him at Yale. She did, graduating in 1948 and moving on to write advertising jingles and popular songs for a living. She took several part-time teaching positions. She taught at New York University and Westchester Conservatory of Music, as well as SUNY Purchase. And she played the piano in bars, cocktail lounges, and supper clubs. But early in the 1970s, she was once again composing in earnest, and she was able to devote the major part of her artistic energies to new works. She died in July 2006 at her home in Scarsdale, New York, at the age of 82. We're going to hear her string quartet 3 in Memoriam Holocaust, composed in 1997. She waited until she was 73 to write this piece. "I always wanted to stay away from the Holocaust," she said in a 1999 interview, "because I didn't want to trivialize it." "Some composers use it," she lamented. "They make decorative material out of it, cheap stuff." That year, 1999, in honor of her 75th birthday, the prestigious Academy of the Arts in Berlin presented a full concert of her music in the very city she was forced to leave more than 60 years earlier, where, as a 9-year-old girl, she had become unwelcome. In deciding to write the quartet, Schoenthal realized that art is too powerful a medium to eliminate this subject altogether from consideration as a vehicle, not so much of depicting the Holocaust, but of ensuring its perpetual remembrance. The challenge here is that when you want to convert something into art with an agenda like that, ultimately, it still must be art, she said. It still must be a work on its own. She feels that eventually she found a way in this work by using the quartet as a representation of four different personal experiences and reactions, including the most significant and telling element of all, nothing and nothingness. One of the defining features of the Germans' collective murder of European Jewry, one that in many ways distinguishes it from all previous massacres, perpetuated horrors, and even attempted genocides throughout history, is that the Jews' death was essentially for no purpose, to no advantage to its enemies, and to accomplish no objective, for nothing. Nothing. This is the moment the quartet captures, Schoenthal emphasized. In the first movement, each player takes on the role of an individual victim of the German mass murder. After the slow, relatively dissonant introduction, the four parts become independent of one another. Their individual rhythmic and melodic motives become interspersed with collective anguish, portrayed in the music by multi-layered swirls of sound and abrasive shrieks in the upper registers of each instrument. The second movement, Lament and Prayer, is introduced by an extended rhapsodic and passionate solo cello passage, a sort of soliloquy, which the other three instruments join incrementally. Dissonances are more moderate than in the first movement, but there is an underlying disharmony. The movement concludes with an air of prayer, which nonetheless offers no solace in the music. If indeed it is prayer, prayer is an unanswerable question. "The listener," she said, "is meant briefly to relive these moments. That is the function of this musical memorial." Its world premiere was given in 2002, 2 years after this recording was made in Washington, D.C. Let's hear it now, performed by the Bingham String Quartet.